Anyway, it's good to see your faces. If you were groundhogs, you'd see your shadow, which means there's 6 more weeks of winter. But despite the cold, I don't know, we haven't seen much. Jim Webb and Jack Lytle, they're both feeling a little under the weather, so they're joining us via Zoom. Okay. We're having technical difficulties. If you were with us last month, we tried to Zoom the entire meeting, and it took us 45 minutes to work through our technical difficulties. So hopefully we do better than that today. One of the reasons we're meeting in person is you can count on that. Actually, sometimes electronics, it's all well and good until it's not, and then it can be really ugly. So appreciate your patience with us. Okay, well, rather than have everyone wait, let's start off with board introductions. And Mayor Baker, we'll start with you, if you don't mind.
Sure. No, Dean Baker, I represent Uinta County.
I'm Bruce Adams, San Juan County Commissioner, representing Southeastern Utah AOG.
I'm Commissioner Tudor Ogden, representing Sedura County.
Glade Nielsen, representing Six County Association of Government.
Good morning, Keith Heaton, representing the Governor and the Department of Workforce Services, acting as Chair.
Aaron Waite with the Attorney General's Office, representing CIB.
Good morning, Nagi Zanati from Sunny Shore, St. George, representing UDOT. And I propose that we have the first 3 meetings of the year in Sunny St. George.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Kyle Stevens, representing the Utah Board of Water Resources.
Good morning, Jerry Taylor, Garfield County Commissioner.
And I'm representing Pike County AOG.
Thank you, board members. I see we have Commissioner Bartholomew with us. He's been selected, but not fully ratified yet. So appreciate you being here with us. He'll be replacing Mayor Nielsen when that ratification actually does take place. So good to have you with us. Commissioner Hopes, good to have you with us as well. A lot of friendly faces, and it's good to see you. Hope you're all healthy. I know this last month has been really rough on a lot of people with health concerns. Some of it COVID-related, some of it just January, and the fact that we haven't been out and about sharing goodwill and germs. hope you're all doing well and glad you're with us. Any progress on the technical front? We're good. All right, great. Candace, would you like to give us a meeting briefing? You're ready? Proceed.
Good morning. This is February 3rd. I just wanted everybody to know which date it was in case you just came up here and by robotic response. It's the first Thursday. This is the second funding meeting of the second trimester of fiscal year 2022. There is one new project to discuss at the beginning of this meeting. There will be 14 priority projects. The board has already discussed those, and they've been placed on the priority list with a funding package. One pending project that the board placed on the pending list, requesting further information, and one special consideration project. The mineral lease fund balance is sufficient to fund everything that was submitted on October 1st. These applications represent the October 1st deadline for applications. We received 10 new applications for the third trimester, and we'll discuss those at a later date. The Permanent Community Impact Fund revenue comes from money. This is for anybody who might not be familiar with CIB and might be listening. Received from the United States under the Mineral Lands Leasing Act for planning, construction, and maintenance of public facilities. It's giving priority to these subdivisions that are socially and economically impacted by development of minerals. It's not tax dollars. In November 2021, the price of a barrel of oil in Utah was $69 a barrel. This is approximately $10 less than the other state's price of a barrel of oil. It should be noted that the state of Utah's commodity gets a 10% discount on their commodity because it's waxy crude. I'm saying that because this board operates on the funds generated from those commodities, and it does really good things in rural Utah. The board should pursue reasonable funding authorization for projects for both the applicant and to keep the fund revolving. It is in statute. So the funding tools minimum, medium, and maximum are noted on the notes, which have been posted in the meeting packet. And those were there for your review. Usually I have posted only the median, but now you have the minimum. You have the whole sandbox for what the funding tool will authorize for the board. Today, the first application, the new application that we haven't yet discussed, and they did submit October 1st, is the town of Schofield, and it's for the installation of water meters and SCADA. This project consists of installing 90 residential water meters and 2 commercial meters to each existing service connection in the system and installing a SCADA system. I know that the town of Schofield is planning or anticipating a larger project. They might discuss what that larger project is, but all they're requesting from CIB is the water meters and SCADA. Their request is $425,000. And it's $110,000 loan, 30-year, 0%, and $315,000 grant. It is within the funding tool. I'm just going to quickly run down the priority projects, and then I will turn the time over to Keith. The priority projects include the town of Sigurd for a $1,325,000 ask, $914,000 grant, $411,000 loan. That's what the board placed on the priority list for a fire station, 30 years at 0%. The town of Sigurd is requesting that the board place them on the pending list. They are not quite sure that what they have submitted and the numbers are accurate. They might want to downsize, so that will be what the board will consider for the town of Sigurd. Number two, Moab Valley Fire Protection Service. I believe what we need to do here is verify the funding recipient. It's a $600,000 total request, $324,000 grant, $276,000 loan, 15 years at 0.5% for a new pumper tanker fire truck. Number three, Fillmore City wants reconsideration of their funding. They're requesting the 50-50 loan grant portion. What the board placed on the priority list was a $3,600,000 total funding package, of which there was a $612,000 grant, a $2,988,000 loan, 30-year at 1% for a new fire station. So the applications 4 through 9 have not requested any changes on the priority list, which includes the town of Rockville, Uinta Transportation, Eastern Utah Television, town of Emory, Fountain Green City, and the town of Henryville. Those are on the agenda, and as they were placed on the agenda, the board can authorize them. Number 10, the town of Apple Valley is also requesting to be placed on the pending list. The board can bring them back at any time. The reason they want to be placed on the pending list, it's a new mayor, town council. They just like to review what they're signing on for. So it's a good project, but they just want to verify all of their costs and all of the payments they need. So the board, when they get to number 10, is being requested to place this on the pending list. Number 11 and number 12 are good as placed on the priority list. That includes Castle Valley Special Service District and the town of Mayfield. One is for the consolidated capital improvements for Castle Valley, and the town of Mayfield wants water system improvements. When we get to number 13, it's Heber City. Heber City, their request was for a $20,509,000 package. It's a loan, 30 years at 2.5%. Heber City requests reconsideration of an interest rate. The Division of Drinking Water has authorized a water system project for Heber City as well. The interest rate that the Division of Drinking Water has authorized is 2.2%. Number 14 is Big Water Municipal. They're requesting the purchase of 2 refurbished fire trucks. I believe that they're ready to go, and they just want to get final authorization for their funding. Number 6, in the pending projects, we have Salina City. Who would be calling me, Salina City was on the pending list. Their request to the board when they came in was for a 50-50 loan grant. It was a 30-year loan at 0.5% for wastewater improvements. They were placed on the pending list to allow clarification of funding and/or phasing the project. It's a good project. The funding package that Salina City put on their application was good for CIB and good for them, but it's up to the board how they want to discuss that. But what they need to answer to the board for their reason for being on the pending list is, did they discuss other funding sources and do they wish to phase the project? Special consideration today is the town of Tabiona. They just need a change of scope because they're running into some easement issues. They want to change the scope to include negotiations with the Ute Tribe for easements for the existing water system for which this funding was already authorized. It's not new funding. It's just the board needs to authorize that change of scope because it was a little outside what the original authorization was. And with that, I turn the time over to the board and the chair.
Thank you, Candace. Appreciate that. I don't know about the rest of you, but my meeting notes aren't aligning with the I Legislate Granicus. So, Candace, if I get a little confused, please set me straight. Also, as this is a funding meeting, we're very pleased to have our bond counsel with us. And I'd like to invite him forward at this point, Mr. Bill Prater, to talk a little bit about some of these projects, rather than having to do it individually, since it involves several of them. I thought it would be good for us as board members to kind of get a refresher on some of the issues in front of us. So, Mr. Prater, thank you for being with us. Is it green?
Push the button, and then it goes green.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, there are 3 of the applications that I wanted to address before the board acts. As you've heard me say numerous times, one of the big challenges that Candace and I have when we prepare the loan authorization letter is to identify the revenue source for repayment of the bond. And with 3 of these for fire trucks, that's always a challenge. We have done projects with fire trucks where they did it through a building authority and issued a lease revenue bond, and that was okay. So for Moab Valley, Apple Valley, and Big Water, that would be one option, is for them to form their own building authorities. We've done some of these projects where they decided to do it through the county building authority, and so the loan would go to the county building authority. It would then be subleased to the fire district. So that's an option. We've reached out to these 3 applicants. So far, we are not certain what their plan is for revenue source. So my thought was that if the board approves those loans, it might be subject to them engaging bond counsel, identifying a pledgeable revenue source, and let Candace know so that we know how to structure the loan authorization letter. Keith, I don't know whether we could go this far if any of those 3 decided to do it through their sponsor, the county or the city, whether the board could authorize at this meeting the loan either to the actual applicant or to its sponsoring body. I don't know procedurally whether that's permissible.
Probably so, would want to do it to the actual applicant. So applicants, if there is any question, let's talk about that because we want to make sure that it's to the appropriate applicant, I think.
Okay. Are there any questions about this issue?
I wouldn't have, as long as it's clear. As long as If it's not the applicant, the other entity is something that the CIB can loan to. And we can review that after the fact. So I don't have any heartburn with putting those contingencies in there, as long as it's subject to Mr. Brader's review and a final review as far as whether or not the entity that gets the loan or the grant can get a loan or a grant. That's fine.
That's a good point.
Commissioner Adams?
Yeah, I was going to ask, and Aaron's answered it already, is can we authorize it subject to?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
One of the applicants had talked about doing a transfer of the project from the building authority back to the fire district. Can you address that yet again for us?
That's another issue that we faced before. For instance, in the Washington County ones that we have done, the ultimate ownership of the fire truck would be the county, leased to the fire district. We have a Utah Supreme Court problem with them just turning the title over to the fire district at the end, because the line of cases that are often referred to as the Doug Short cases said that no governmental entity can transfer assets without getting full consideration back. So those in Washington County that we've done, the fire district had to realize that they may not own these vehicles unless they're willing to pay fair market value at the time that bond is paid off. Let's see. All three of these are 15 years loans. So I don't know what the value of these trucks will be 15 years later.
Nothing. Thank you for that. Appreciate your good service to the board over many years, Bill. Okay. Just a note for the record, Treasurer Oakes has joined us at the beginning of that discussion. Thank you for being here. I apologize to the board members. There had been some discussion via email about changing the start time after consulting with staff and such. We had to keep it the same for this meeting. At the end of this meeting, if you'll all be so good as to remind me to discuss the starting time for future meetings, we'll do that and make that change official. So, again, my apologies for any confusion on that. I appreciate you all being here. Our next item of business, I believe, is the approval acceptance of the minutes from our January meeting. At this time, we'll entertain a motion or any corrections, or both.
Motion to approve.
Second that.
We have a motion from Commissioner Taylor, a second from Mayor Baker, and a third from Commissioner Mr. Zanotti. Thank you. I'll get there. Any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chairman, point of clarification, the first part of the minutes indicate that the webinar was called to order at 8:30 a.m.
It wasn't.
But because we had the technical difficulties, was it actually called to order then or at a later time period?
It's a good question. I don't know if it was called to order or not. We were all someplace, but the meeting did actually officially begin, I think, at 9:10, so... We'll make sure that we get
and that's
that
reflected in the minutes, but I just wanted to call that to question.
Any comment on that, Counselor?
No.
Okay.
Well, some of us were there from 8 o'clock, so would that count?
Yes.
When did we start recording?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Officially at 9:10 was when we got the meeting going. So. Okay. Thank you for that. Any other comment on the motion? Candace, will you roll call vote to acceptance, please?
Treasurer Oakes.
Yes.
Mr. Webb.
He's online.
He needs to unmute.
Yeah. We'll come back to him. Okay.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Be it noted that Jim Webb voted in the affirmative. Tudor Ogden.
Yes.
Glade Nielsen.
Yes.
Jack Lytle.
Yes.
Kyle Stevens.
Yes.
Jerry Taylor.
Yes.
Bruce Adams?
Yes.
Nagy Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Our first project today is the town of Schofield. It looks like they're front and center, so we'll invite them to move up one row. And Candace, was there anything more you wanted to add? I know you already did your briefing, but just to make sure that this is a new project.
Yeah, just ask them the size of the project that they really want to do or what the future is for other projects they've anticipated, because I know we've gone back and forth quite a bit on what you actually want funded today. So just clarify that it is what the board has in their packet.
Thanks, Candace. Welcome. If you'll introduce yourselves and introduce your project, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, I'm Jim Levanger, Mayor.
I'm Lorraine Bailings, Town Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor.
So it's basically what you've got up there. Yeah, it's, that's what we're applying for today.
Yeah. Great. Well, we'll go right to the board for any questions. While the board gathers their thoughts, the map that was provided left me a little uncertain as to the geographic scope of the project. Is this limited to the kind of historic town district, or does it branch kind of around the lake to some of those seasonal properties or a combination?
It just covers Schofield town itself.
Okay.
The well site would be within the Schofield town limits.
Okay.
And our springs are approximately 2 miles south of there. If you know where the Alpine School District is up there, our springs are in Greens Canyon behind that.
Okay.
So that's where some of the equipment would be installed, is up there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Zanotti?
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Welcome. Early on in your communication with the citizens, you had indicated that you would borrow $973,000 loan from USDA.
That's
as
correct.
A federal grant. What is that option? Is that available?
We have not heard back on that. That's still pending.
Would you like to get that one, since the loan is going to be a better loan and better actually grants?
Well, that's actually a grant.
Right.
Yes. But that would cover the drilling of our well, a
okay.
new well, and pump house. So actually we need both.
You need both.
Yeah, well, this way, if we can get this, the metering system, then we can go to a tiered rate on our water rates,
okay.
and be able to charge appropriately for larger amounts of water, I guess you might say.
When was the last time you actually had a master plan, general master plan, or the water master plan?
A water master plan? The master plan, yeah, it's been a while since we've done a master plan.
So as of today or yesterday, what is your rate for the water? How do you meter it?
We do not have any meters.
Okay.
And our water rate right now is $15.
Per household, residential and commercial, or they're separate?
Yeah, that's just, no,
it's the same. And you have any idea when you're going to be doing the master plan and you're going to raise the rates?
Yeah, we're going to get to work on it immediately. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Zai. Mr. Stevens.
Just a question, and help me understand this. These are for culinary water meters, not secondary water meters?
Yeah, for culinary.
Okay, and the reason I ask that question is because there is currently a House Bill 242 that is in the legislature being considered for secondary water metering, and it's going to require that all secondary water meters within the state, that municipalities and entities have water metered by the year 2030, and that money is being made available through ARPA funds. And so I just, but it's right now it's specific to secondary water metering, not culinary water metering. So I just wanted to bring that up. And again, it is in the form of a 70-30 cost share, what's being proposed right at this point in time, 70% grant, 30% you know, having to be the responsibility of the sponsoring entity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we don't have any secondary water. Just some people have some water rights, and that's about it.
Okay. Let's go to Commissioner Adams, and then we'll go to Commissioner Lytle on the phone, and then Mayor Baker.
So are they requesting $110,000 loan for 30 years and the grant at $315,000? Is that what I'm reading here?
That's how I read it, yes.
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion by Commissioner Adams to approve as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Commissioner Taylor. Commissioner Lytle, do we have you on the phone with a question?
I do have a question, just, and I would have made the motion or seconded it given the opportunity, but I do have a question. How many of the homes that are being served here are primary residences versus secondary? Are there any that are primary where somebody lives there year-round?
Yeah, approximately
20,
yeah. About a, I guess it would be maybe 20% of our, somewhere around there, 20% of our total connections, something like that.
And we'd have to count. Connections is how many?
There's 90 water and sewer connections. 91, I believe.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have. I'd call the question if there's no other questions.
We have one more question, Commissioner. Thank you. Mayor Baker.
Yeah, and mine was more to go with this fee schedule you're proposing.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm looking at is you've got to pay back this loan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopefully you're already figuring out how you're in this fee schedule that you're proposing to cover those costs and additional costs as connections now want to come on, you know, for impact fees and that type of stuff, so that you're not caught down the road again trying to play catch up.
Yeah, correct.
My encouragement would be to get working on that fee schedule and get it in place. So,
we've been discussing that, and we thought we would like to probably raise the base rate for our water right away, and then if we could raise it some each year for 3 or 4 years to reach our magi. And yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Ogden?
I would just like to add a 0.50% interest rate to be kind of consistent with everything else that we're doing.
Okay.
I second that motion, if that's the motion.
So we have a substitute motion to as presented, with the exception there would be a 0.5 interest rate, a 0.5% on the loan amount, and that substitute is seconded by Mr. Zanotti. We have a question from Treasurer Oakes on the motion.
I was going to suggest a substitute motion, given that 80% of the homes are second residences. It's more kind of a recreation area. So I guess I'll just do, my motion, I guess, would be the maximum from the tool, which would be a $149,000 loan at 1%.
So we have a substitute from Treasurer Oakes at the maximum recommended amount, $149,000 loan, 30 years at 1%, with a $276,000 grant. Is there a second to the substitute?
I just want to say you can't be late and be the Grinch.
All in favor, say aye.
I didn't see that in the statutes.
the book of Commissioner Adams. So seeing no second, we'll return to the original substitute, which is $110,000 loans, 30 years at 0.5%. That's a 0.5%. And a $315,000 grant. And per Commissioner Lytle, we'll call the question. Candace, will you roll call vote, please?
Thank you. Treasurer Oakes?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes. Can we just give them some information about how much different that makes their payment before they do?
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye. With a question from the mayor. So is this emergency? You would like to be funded today? Or you
this
can,
is a funded
would,
meeting?
Is it,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, but that would help. Yes.
Okay.
We'd like to get bidding this out. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
What is the difference?
And do payment? You have the difference on the half percent interest on the monthly payment?
Yeah.
Do you have that up? Sorry, it's my back's to the screen, so I can't see.
So the square here, it says
300. So is that $300 a year?
Yeah. Just shy of that, yeah.
Can you do that? $300 a year?
We'll great. Figure it out. Yeah. All right. So you'll work with staff on getting that going on the loan and to council and everything. So thank you, and best
thank
wishes
you for
on the
your
project.
Time.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, if we look at your meeting notes, you'll see that next on the list is Sigurd. My understanding is that they wanted reconsideration, or they wanted
no.
to be taken off pending. They want to be placed on the pending list, which will require a motion from the board.
So moved.
Thank you, second. Mr. Zanotti. We have a motion by Mr. Zanotti, a second by Mayor Baker, a third by Commissioner Ogden. Thank you. Got that covered. I don't think there's any discussion on placing them on the pending, so Candace, roll call vote, please.
The vote to place the town of Sigurd on the pending list for a future meeting. Treasurer Oaks?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That passes unanimously. Sigurd is on the pending list for future meeting.
Thank you. Next up, we have Moab Valley Fire Protection Service. As I understand it, Candace, there was a request for some changes here.
No changes. Talked before the meeting. We will fund this project to Moab Valley Fire Protection Service. The question originally was, should it be funded to a different entity? It will stay as Moab Valley Fire Protection at this point.
And then this
no changes.
Goes to what Councilor Prater talked about. So,
yeah.
Great.
So you can seek a motion.
Great.
Motion to fund.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Taylor, a second by Mr. Stevens. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Oaks?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That passes unanimously.
Thank you. Next up is Fillmore City. They are requesting some reconsideration, so we'll invite them forward to make that request at this time. Welcome, gentlemen, if you'll introduce yourselves and present your request.
Hi, I'm Kevin Orton. I'm the Fillmore City Recorder, and this is Devin Shields with Sunrise Engineering. He's helping us with the project. And so the city is requesting that you consider a 50% grant and 50% loan on this project. Mayor Holt, I'm sorry he wasn't able to be here today with us, but he had some concern about House Bill 303. requiring the city to provide rescue services that didn't previously provide, and so the city needs to purchase a new rescue truck for that. And it's being determined that our ARPA funds that the city has received probably won't be able to be used for that. And so so that's why he is asking the board to consider the adjustment in the offer. So.
Thank you for that. I would point the board towards the funding tool scenario. So if we were to change this to the 50-50 that they're requesting, that would be outside of the recommendations, and we would need an exemption per the sheet that hopefully you all have took out of your red packet. So questions or discussion from the board? Mayor Baker?
I'm not hearing any coming from the board. I would move to fund as we presently have presented.
We have a motion to fund as previously approved by the board. Is there a second to that?
Well, there isn't, Mr. Chairman. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I raised my hand first.
If we have a second first, then that would be in compliance with Robert's rules.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Thank you, Treasurer Oakes. Mr. Zanotti, discussion on the motion.
Well, the fact that they have come back before the board indicate that they are not be able to comply with the original proposal, so we have to come up with some kind of decision. And the fact that we have now new information that the state legislator requires you to have fire protection, so we need to consider differently than originally proposed, because they have, and there's a hardship. In my mind, there's a hardship right now. They cannot use ARPA money as proposed previously. So we have to come back with a different funding method. That's my recommendation.
Good question. Is this proposed legislation or is this enacted law?
It's enacted.
Enacted law.
Thank you. I wasn't clear on that.
Okay. Yeah.
We've got Commissioner Lytle on the phone with a question,
Sure.
Then we'll get to you, Treasurer Oakes.
Yeah, no problem.
Commissioner Lytle?
Thank you. The question I had was similar to yours. The way I read the letter was that it's proposed legislation and is not, hasn't gone through or been funded, been gone, completed. I guess I'd like some verification that it's law and that it's not something that's just being proposed still. So with that in mind, if we were to go forward with the current one, are you asking to be reconsidered later? Or are you pulling, if right now we've got a motion on the table to go with the proposal as it was approved, if that's the case, are you saying you can't accept it without the changes that you're promoting, or would you prefer to be back on the pending list and work things out prior to coming to this meeting?
I think the city would be amenable to, following that verification of what we're talking about there with the legislation. I think the city would be amenable to come back and be on the pending list for that. Sure.
Would it take a second motion or a motion to amend the original or whatever you call it, that it be put back on the pending list until they get squared away?
Yes.
I second my motion.
Chairman, I'd be willing to amend my motion to put that back on the pending list.
Thank you, Mayor Baker. We have an amendment to the motion. Is there
agreement? Yeah, I'm good with that.
We have an agreement from the second. Did you have any further comments, Treasurer?
No, that's great.
Okay. Did you have any further comments, Commissioner Lytle?
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Mayor Baker.
Okay. So the motion is to put that back on the pending list. Candace, will you roll call vote that, please?
Treasurer Oakes?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously to place Fillmore City on the pending list for a future meeting.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen. Please work with staff, who will work with legal counsel on that. And before you leave, Commissioner Ogden, did you have a...
I just wanted to know what bill was that?
House Bill 303.
Okay, thank you. It's from last year's session, so it would have been enacted in.
I want to read through that. Okay. Some clarification.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so the rest are good to do in a block,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to close it. We're going to do the next five or six, I think, as a block, since there are no concerns. If there's an applicant here, as we read your project, please raise your hand or shout out or jump up and down with joy, so that I know that we need to give it some attention. Otherwise, we'll go forward as presented. Town of Rockville, a $213,000 total request for a new maintenance facility. $159,000 of that is a loan at 30 years at 0.5%, and a $54,000 grant. Next, we have the Uinta Eastern Utah Television Association, $144,000 grant for microwave transmission.
Yeah, you.
Did I miss you, Uinta?
Yeah, skip
you. Okay. I started, and then it's the spacing on my sheet here is weird. Sorry, you Uinta Transportation Special Service District, $4,009,087. With a $1,945,000 loan, 15 years at 0.5%, and a $3,042,000 grant. I already did the Eastern Utah Television. Town of Emory is the Pioneer Church renovation, a $420,000 grant. Fountain Green City, used road grader purchase, $70,000 grant. Henryville, $117,500 grant for a new well area improvements, fencing, and a wellhead building. Did we have anything on any of those from the applicants? Great. Just despite all of my blabbering.
I'll make a motion to approve all those.
Thank you, Mayor Baker.
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Stevens. Any questions? Candace, roll call vote, please.
Treasurer Oaks?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Appreciate those of you who made the effort to be here this morning. Don't think that because we didn't spend a lot of time talking about your project that we don't love you just as much as those we do spend a lot of time with. In fact, we may love you more.
Yeah.
So thank you. Appreciate it. And best of wishes with your projects.
Thank you.
Apple Valley, as I understand, is requested to be placed back on the pending list or stay on the pending list. Or
Get on the pending list.
So does that require a motion then, Kenny?
Yes, so, motion.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Zanotti to place Apple Valley on the pending list. A second by Commissioner Ogden. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Marlo Oaks.
Yes.
Mr. Webb.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden.
Yes.
Mr. Nielsen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes. Yes.
No, Mr. Zanotti.
Aye, aye.
Okay. That motion passes unanimously to place Apple Valley on the pending list.
Thank you. I think I'll do the next two as a pair. Castle Valley Special Service District for their annual consolidated capital projects, $2 million total request with $1 million loan, 6 years, 1.5%, and $1 million as grant. And then next project is the town of Mayfield, water system improvements, $500,000 total request with $170,000 loan, 30 years at 0%, and a $330,000 grant. Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Zanotti and a second by Commissioner Ogden. Any discussion? Seeing none, Candace, will you roll call vote, please?
Treasurer Oaks?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously for number 11 and number 12, Castle Valley and Mayfield.
Thank you. Appreciate the good work both of those entities are doing, and good luck with your projects. Thanks for being here. We'd like to invite Heber City to come forward at this time. As Candace mentioned in the briefing, they're requesting a reduction of the interest rate that was previously approved by the board. So, gentlemen, welcome to all of you. And if you'll please introduce each and every one and then make your request.
Good morning. I hope everyone's doing well today. My name is Matt Brower, and I serve as the Heber City Manager. To my right is Marcus Keller with Zions Bank Public Finance. To my left is Russ Funk, City Engineer. And to his left is Wes Bingham, who is the city's Financial Manager. I also have online Mayor Heidi Franco, who would like to address the board and address your question regarding our reconsideration of the interest rate.
Mayor?
Jack's hands up.
We're bringing the mayor on. Jack, did you have a comment before we hear from the mayor? Commissioner Lytle? Great. We'll return to you after we hear from the mayor. Do we have the mayor queued up? Mayor, if you'll unmute yourself and present your request.
All right, there we go. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, commissioners. I so appreciate being able to come. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I'd love to talk with you about the importance of our project and just your vital and indispensable partnership that you've been with Heber City through many years. So as mayor, and if you see the news, you know how much growth is impacting us nationally, and we're in the news for that, but we respectfully come to you now and ask to partner with you on the first phase of our Main Street and Old Town utility replacement project. This is the largest capital project that Heber City's ever done, and we're really trying to replace the most severely deteriorated and aging water and sewer lines within and around our Main Street. We know this would not be possible without your vital and critical help. We so appreciate your support through the years. So we've planned a three-phase project over the next 10 years, and we're coming to you for phase one. We sincerely appreciate your help. But because this project is going to have such a large impact and large cost to the residents of our Heber City, we just respectfully ask if your board would consider offering a lower interest rate in this project. We would so appreciate a 1.5% or less interest rate to be able to meet these financial requirements and then go on to phase two within 4 or 5 years. So any consideration that you could give us to help lower the financing costs, that would be so helpful for us to be able to proceed on this project and proceed to phase two. We're open right now for any questions that you might have. And again, we really appreciate your time. Your consideration.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that. Commissioner Lytle?
Thank you. One of my questions right now would be, I'd like to understand better, one of your justifications was the fact that you're part of a larger system that you feed your sewage goes into the Heber Valley districts, and I'm trying to understand what that changes in your, why that is a justification. Is it because it doesn't affect the whole system, the rate increase, or I didn't understand why you were using that as a justification for a difference in the interest rate.
The cost will be borne by only Heber City residents. It will be added to their rates. It won't be added to the district rates. The district has its own budgets and rates, but we need to provide the infrastructure, right, for the district to be able to treat the sewage and the sewer lines. So it's just Heber City residents that will be paying the cost of this project. Does that answer your question, sir?
I believe it does. In terms of the collection of the sewage, the Heber City owns that collection system as it feeds the valley.
Well, no, just within the city, but then it feeds into the sewer district plant and treatment.
So it's not, you're not necessarily spreading the cost of the project among the district. It's just
no,
the city.
Just the city residents, yes.
I can't see if there's other hands up or not, but I'd be willing to make the motion for that change in interest rate.
Go ahead, Commissioner. Commissioner Lytle, go ahead.
I make a motion to change that interest rate to 1.5%.
Okay. Some other questions.
Well, it's out there now. Do we have a second to the motion at this time?
I'll second.
We have a second to the motion from Commissioner Lytle by Treasurer Oakes to adjust the interest rate to 1.5%. Let's go to the board for discussion on that motion.
So am I correct, Adams, in understanding they did accept a 2.2% interest rate from the water board?
2.2 is what the water board is.
And how much was that loan for?
Would you like to talk about that? 12 million at 2.2.
Okay. Mayor Baker?
Have they looked and see what interest rates they can get through somewhere else? Have you checked into that?
Yes, so that's a good question. So we have. So when Heber City first started this process, interest rates were quite a bit lower in October, November, but kind of with the historical consideration that the board's given them, it was still better to potentially go to the CIB board. Rent interest rates have gone up. I would say market transactions of similar size and similar terms would be in the low twos. But again, the cost and other different things may raise that even more. So,
thank you, Marcus.
Mr.
Zanotti?
I just have some comments, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman. Please. In the last meeting we had a little bit of miscommunication that some of our board members felt that they are not producing counties, so they should not get anything on the grant level, or if they're going to get any loan, should be at the highest interest rate. I went up there to study our Bible, as Candace affectionately refers to every time, and read it again. On page, they have section 35A-8-305 duties that I have copied for everyone to see. Specifically says that the impact board shall make grants and loans from amounts appropriated by the legislature out of an impact fund to state agency, again, state, for the whole state, agencies, subdivisions, and interlocal agencies that are or may be socially, economically impacted. My underlying section is directly or indirectly by mineral resources. Some of our communities, even though they don't produce, Mr. Chairman, but they do have impact, in particularly in the Heber City, if you haven't been in that location, there are about every three, four seconds, there's a truckload of oil or mineral or any kinds coming from the canyons. And because of the UDOT position that I have, we've been there in their community several times. And because of the same position, we have visited Uinta, Cobham County, Duchesne County, even Daggett County, seeing that the traffic coming to Main Street from those communities. So in my mind, they are indirectly impacted by the mineral resources that we always refer to. And in all the three pages of this Bible, every time it looks that all 29 counties of the state are entitled to this money, grant, or loan. Of course, it is discretion of the board to make that decision. I copied this for some of those board members that are new to our organizations or board.
and they haven't had opportunity to go through the education and policy retreat yet. So that is exactly the language is for our decision-making for those communities that are indirectly impacted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to raise the question. As I read through the project, I'll allude back to my earlier comments when Schofield was up, and that is because part of your project involves a secondary irrigation system, are you aware of the fact of House Bill 242 that's going to be requiring metering of all secondary systems, and is that a part of this project to install meters on the systems, because it didn't specify that in the write-up. And so
that is correct. In fact, let me have Russ Funk, our senior engineer, talk more about that.
Well, we will be installing services. The meters for those services will come from another project. We have a separate project as a city, like a five-phase project to meter all of the existing irrigation connections. So we will be installing new irrigation services as part of this project. The meters will come from another fund, but we will continue to pursue that in future years to meter other irrigation connections in town that have not yet been metered.
Okay, my question was, are the meters going to be installed at the same time, or will they be, is it proposed that they would be installed at a later date? And I guess my comment is, you know, that if you're going to be tearing up the ground, and they ought to be being installed in conjunction with the installation of this project.
They will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Our city's been very proactive to do that before the state mandate came along, and so we're right on top of that as best as we can.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Seeing no other comments from the board, Commissioner Lytle, as the maker of the motion, it does fall outside of the minimum recommendation by the tool, so we would need an exemption, financial hardship, emergency response, unique project, special circumstance, or administrative. As the maker of the motion, would you like to choose one of those exemptions?
But assume it's administrative.
Thank you. That will suffice. Is that who is the second on the motion?
No, I was.
Thank you. Okay. Is that acceptable? Great. Seeing nothing further, we'll roll call vote, adjusting the interest rate and approving the project.
Treasurer Oaks.
Yes.
Mr. Webb.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
No.
Commissioner Ogden.
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
That motion passes with one in the negative.
Thank you. Good luck with the project. You've got a lot of hard work ahead of you, and don't be late with your payments.
Our greatest thanks to each of you. Thank you very much.
Our next project is Big Water, which was a $460,000 total request with a $189,000 loan, 15 years at a 0.5%, and a $271,000 grant. Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Zanotti.
Second.
And a second by Commissioner Taylor. And it sounds like we already voted with all the motions at the same time, but we'll roll call vote it.
Treasurer Oaks.
Yes.
Mr. Webb.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden.
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
All right. Well, thank
Count
you.
Count of Big Water.
Yes, Councilor.
Big Water?
Yes.
Is it subject to?
Subject to, yeah.
Subject to.
Identifying the revenue source?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for that clarification, Councilor. And
amend my motion to say yes to include the subject to.
I'm good with that.
Thank you. Great. Next is Salina. Invite them to come forward and introduce themselves. Appreciate them working with us as we clarified all of our finances, and as you can see, you would have been back anyway, so hopefully you're not inconvenienced too much, and we can come to terms that are agreeable. So, if you'll introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
My name is Mayor Maxwell, Solana City.
I'm Jesse Ralphs with Sunrise Engineering. If we could just address the two items that Candace brought up to begin with. In the prior meeting, there were some questions on several things. Those were two of them. The first one is project funding. And so, as you're aware of the project, there's a request to the CIB board for the bulk of the project. The city is also putting in $200,000 of their own funds. And then a request has been made for $400,000 in the form of a design advance from the Water Quality Board. There had been some question on that, the status of that, in discussing that with Skyler and Ken. The status of that, it was authorized by the Water Quality Board as a planning advance loan, pending, I think, an anticipation that there may be some more of the work coming back to the Water Quality Board, but in further discussion, I think it appears to everybody that it would be cleanest and most streamlined if the CIB is able to fund the request for the construction of the project. The Water Quality Board would then reconsider, would return to the Water Quality Board in the March meeting and request reconsideration of that to convert that to a planning grant for the $400,000. And so, again, that while there's no guarantees from the board, that's the direction that I think is, did I get that right, Skyler, that we're all kind of leaning towards that direction on the funding. The second question was about phasing the project and the timing of the project. Just as a clarification, the project will start right as soon as funding is authorized. Phasing a project is a possibility, but it does increase costs and time and schedule, and then there's always the uncertainty, and to date that's been a big question with each of the boards, is the whole project funded before anybody will put their final stamp on the authorization. So again, in the terms of streamlining and being able to do the project as efficiently as possible, I think the city's preference is to just, if possible, to just go ahead and authorize the full project.
You want to add here?
No, I just want to put in that, you know, we've been through, we've done all of our studies, we've done water studies, we've done our sewer studies, we've raised our rates the last 5-6 years. We raise our rate every year, the first of the year, which they just got their new water bill, so the phone calls will be coming in for this new rate increase, and we definitely know what the costs are going to be to put this system in, so any help could definitely help to help us out for sure. But we've been, you know, doing our studies, getting all the infrastructure, everything done. We've had all the piping cleaned and cambered at our expense, so we know where all the deficiencies are, so we can just go in and make the streamline as cheap as for the citizens and also for the lenders as possible. So I think we're ready to go.
Thanks. Thank you, Mayor. Any comments or questions from the board? Mr. Webb, I know we've got you online. Is that the way you understand it from your board as well?
Yeah, we actually haven't talked about this project on our board, but if they've talked with Skyler, then I have no reason to doubt that that's what we'll do.
Thank you for that. Mayor Baker, and then Mr. Nielsen.
Just more of a clarification for me. This amount of money, is this going into the large infrastructure? I mean, we go up to $5 million. This is going to come out of the bonus.
That's where the money
is. And we do have the funding. Oh, good question.
A comment and then a motion. As we've discussed this morning, this Salina City falls under that lens, that umbrella of a heavily impacted city, and as well as a contributor to the fund, being part of that county. And I'd make a motion to accept as requested this funding request.
Second the motion, Mr.
Thank you. Motion by Mr. Nielsen, a second by Mr. Zanotti to approve as presented as a $6,981,000 loan, 30 years at 1%, and a $6,981,000 grant. Any further discussion on the motion?
We should give him more because we have this for
what,
it should be presented at half a percent.
I was going to say it shows half a percent.
Half a percent, yes.
Half a percent is the motion.
Yes.
My
is that outside the tool, Keith?
No, that is within the tool.
The minimum's a half.
Yes.
Okay, let's roll call motion that then.
Treasurer Oakes.
Yes.
Mr. Webb.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden.
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously as requested.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you
all.
Good
luck with the project. Thank you.
Thank you.
No. Next up, we have special consideration. We'll need a motion to consider.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Zanotti.
Second.
Commissioner. We'll give that one to Commissioner Lytle, yeah. Even though Commissioner Ogden's hand was faster from what I can see. all in favor? I guess we have to roll call vote. Special consideration, too. So. keep you busy.
Okay. Treasurer Oakes.
Yes.
Mr. Webb.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden.
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
Great. Do we have anyone here from Salina that would like to...
Gabion.
I'm sorry. It's on the same
Salina
paper.
Left.
Yeah.
Salina go with the...
Take the money and left. All right, we don't have anyone here, so...
We do.
Come on down, as they say on The Price is Right. gentlemen, if you'll introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your project, we'd appreciate it.
John Breakfill, Taviona. Our project is we're trying to improve our water system that we have, and we have some lines out of town that the city or the town has not taken over. And they wanted us to take it over, so we agreed, and that's what we're here for, I guess. We got to go through Indian property and some other things. He'll explain that part.
Great. If you'll introduce yourself and explain that part.
So, Jeff McCarty with Sunrise Engineering. So, yes, the approved project was to replace some water lines leaving town. They're drastically undersized and, you know, decades old. And the reason we're coming to you is to request that we can use some of the funding to go through the BIA process to get easements for the new water lines. It was understood in our discussions with the tribe early on before coming to you that there would be no issues, that easements would be accepted, and everything was happening in the county road right-of-way anyway. That has, through a long process back and forth, that has not come to fruition, and the BIA is requiring us to go through their extensive easement process. And that is what we're asking for the change of scope for.
The change of scope.
I have a question. Does that one of those water lines run, east along just on that road just north of the fairgrounds?
No.
No.
No, it's kind of on the north east of town, probably a few blocks from where you're talking about.
It goes straight north of town.
Let's go to Commissioner Lytle.
I know, because the water comes out sometimes a little rusty at that home.
Oh, well.
Who's home?
Huh?
Who's home?
Chase Potter's.
But
you lived in Melville. I do. That's my daughter's place.
You can see Caviona from San Juan County.
Motion to approve.
That's out of order. Commissioner Lytle?
Well, since we can see Duchesne County from Daggett County, I have a few questions, and then I'd like to make a motion to approve. But the questions I've got is, how much money are you having? One is, there's no change in the amount of funding, correct? And then, how much are you expecting to need to reappropriate to this effort to get the right-of-way squared away?
$152.5.
Say it again louder.
Your microphone's not on. He can't hear you. And you know
what
I'm
letting him
in. Well, don't let him in.
So the estimate we gave you was $200,000, I think.
For the right of way?
Nearly a quarter of $1 million to get the right way squared away.
$200,000.
That's right.
$50,000 short of a quarter of $1 million to get it squared away.
We hope we can get it done for a lot less than that, but right. we don't know.
That the process can sometimes, they ask you to go on different routes and tangents, and so we're recommending that they kind of set aside that much in case they need it, rather than set aside. We think it'll be more in the 120 to 150 range, but we don't want them to come up short and not have an easement.
All right. How much? Okay. Thank you. And then, but this is, there's no change in the total. Your project is. It's just reallocating funds to support that.
Just a change in scope.
Sunrise Engineering is going to make less money, I guess.
I make the motion to approve the change in scope.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Lytle and a second by Commissioner Taylor. Any discussion on the motion?
Just a question.
Mr. Zanotti?
So, do you have any idea this is going to be approved, the easements, right-of-ways, and do you have to have EIS to do all these requirements or no?
Yes, there's an environmental aspect of it. It just depending on where it is the degree of the environmental report, which also impacts the cost.
Right.
That's a little bit of the uncertainty. And yes, we have a decent idea looking at the. So you have to go through the BIA process, but the tribe itself actually owns a huge percentage of the parcel itself, and they have indicated that they will approve it. So there's a really good indication that it's going to be fine.
And for that EIS study and all, do you have a contingencies in this amount?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, let's roll call vote the motion then.
One more question, if I may.
Go ahead, Commissioner Lytle.
Homes being serviced through the water system, is that correct?
Are there any tribal homes?
No. No.
So there's no tribal homes. They just have to go through tribal property to get to the residents of some of the residents of Taviona.
Right.
It is a 40.
Is there a potential for cost share? Is that a right of way for the road through the tribal ground, or is it needing to be developed as well?
There's a road through it. But we're
is
having.
Right away for the road?
Was supposed to be with the county, but we're still running into trouble with the Indians. Even on the state road, we run into trouble with them.
So, are you looking for some participation from the county and the state as well? Would it be in their interest to have the same right of way available to them for their purposes?
I agree, it'd be in their interest, but they have said they aren't interested in.
Help
participating.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We'll go back to calling the question, Candace.
Treasurer Oates?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mayor Nielsen?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Commissioner Yes. Lytle?
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously for a change of scope to Tabiana.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Don't cause any more problems.
Point of order.
Wish that was true.
Candace?
This is for the board. We received an email from Mayor Leach. She's thanking you very much for the town of Rockville. Please extend our thanks to the board for approving our funding request for our maintenance building. We greatly appreciate the assistance the CIB provides to communities throughout the state. Sincerely, Pam Leach, Mayor.
On behalf of the board,
thank you.
So a couple things before we adjourn. As is typical, the late winter, early spring trimester is a little bit lighter as far as application volume. And so we think we can accomplish everything in two meetings. Now, there's a couple projects we have on the pending list, but as we've already heard those, hopefully they're not terribly time-consuming. So what we would propose is that we have a meeting in April and a meeting in June, which is our retreat currently programmed for CNAB. So we would skip March and we would skip May. And we would still have a very workable agenda for both of those meetings, although the funding meeting would also be a working meeting, but as it's the retreat, we're there anyway. So hopefully that's agreeable to everyone. If not, let us know. The second issue is, again, there was an email, a request from a board member that we push back the start time. I never know if it's push back or push up or push down. I don't know. Move it to 9 rather than starting at 8:30, starting at 9 o'clock, especially in the winter months when it's cold and frosty and icy and all those nasty things.
That's what pressure was late.
Yes.
So moved.
I'm going to do that. Hold on a second, Mayor, and I'll get you. Now, as you know, we start the meeting at 8 o'clock, and then we have our board briefing at 8:30, and that's when we officially kind of get going after that. The reason we do that is so that we can have a breakfast. Now, if we move the starting time till 9, there will no longer be a breakfast, but there can be a morning break, which means you go from having a plethora of selections to getting a bottle of water and a piece of fruit or a piece of scone, but not all three. So that's the caveat. So you have to weigh what's important to you. Now, as you remember, Treasurer Damshin only came to meetings, any meetings, and if he's listening, he knows this is true, so I'm not feel like I'm talking out of school, for the breakfast. And so of the 25 boards he served on, he picked and chose based on, who had the breakfast. So keep that in mind. Future board members may feel differently. But that's the situation in front of us. So Mayor Baker, comment.
Well, I was just going to make the comment that I think we ought to just move it to all meetings at 9 a.m.
I agree. It should be consistent.
So that's mine, and I'd like to exert exemptions on that for it.
Okay.
Administrative.
Good job, man.
Apropos.
I'll second.
And we have a second by Treasurer Oakes.
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
That would be typical. So,
I'd like to move that if we have the meeting at 9, we still have breakfast available.
Second that motion.
Second.
I'll third it.
The other option would be to start at 10 and have lunch. Commissioner Lytle?
I have a substitute motion that we continue to start the meeting at 8 o'clock with the review to occur at 9.
No, thank you.
I like that.
Lack of a second.
That's not a bad idea, but we may be stretching just a bit much on that one. Counselor, are we stretching a bit much on that one?
I think that's your decision.
Well played, Counselor. It's good to have Aaron with us.
So, for lack of a second, I'll defer to the chair. Do we need to call a vote, or are we just going to find out when it shows up?
No, we'll just adjust the time until 9 o'clock, and we'll have a morning break. So make sure, if you're a breakfast eater, that you imbibe before you arrive. So,
all right. That means that it will start at 9. It won't be with the briefing starting a half hour
right.
later.
Right. We'll start at 9.
That's right.
All right, and again, we'll skip the March, and our next meeting will be on April.
That makes a difference to you, Commissioner Feigenbaum.
What day is April?
March and May,
April
no.
April 7th.
April 7th is our next meeting, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
April 7th or 2nd?
First Thursday.
Which is?
April 7th.
April 7th. So you have plenty of time to adjust to the 9 o'clock start time. And, of course, Candace and staff will notify you accordingly. So that is, was there any other business?
Will that be Mountain Standard Time?
I don't know. I think we're back to daylight savings by April.
So that means we'll be in there an hour earlier.
Anyway.
And if you're not confused now, just wait.
Chairman, I would like to make a recommendation at our retreat meeting when we do some training and that we have a period of timing to discuss the tool. We can get a little more on it, maybe make some recommendations. I feel like there's some things in the tool that we're not in line with that maybe we could adjust.
That would be
just
appropriate.
If that's okay.
And that was on my agenda.
Okay.
Well, so thank you for that.
It should be annual.
I would concur with that recommendation. I think the tool, by its nature, is great in its recommendations, and that I think part of the discussion needs to be making sure that we understand the role of the tool. It's certainly there to be helpful, but it is not the end all. Thank goodness that we have all the personalities on this board to be the end all. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. I resemble that personality comment. So, in all likelihood, this is Mayor Nelson's last meeting with us as a board member. But you're always welcome, and we appreciate your service, and it's been a pleasure. So, with anything else, Mayor Nelson, would you like to make one final motion?
Let us adjourn.
Meeting adjourned. Well said. Thank you for your service. This is a good board. We're doing good work. Not always easy decisions, but I appreciate the balance.
Thank you, staff. Thank you to the chair for all the hard work to keep us ready.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.